This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkul. This discussion is related to Islamic lifestyle and is based on the Quran and Islamic narrations. The topic of today's discussion is the importance of death. Death is actually an undeniable fact, or in better words, one of the most real things that no one can refuse. Just as we have been given a life, it will eventually be taken away from us. No one lives in this world forever. Then when someone dies, his life in the next world begins, in a much broader and more complete form. In Islamic teachings, remembering death is always accompanied with dynamics, striving, movement, and positive motivation. In Islamic narrations, those who constantly remember death and try to be prepared for it are introduced as the actual clever and wise people. A wise person knows that he cannot fight with the realities in his life. He cannot stop them. So instead of trying to neglect them, he must do something to face them in the best way. Death is an inseparable part of the cycle of life. So the wiser thing to do in relation to death is that one should prepare himself to confront it before it comes. Another undeniable fact is that the time of death is also unknown. This is actually one of the best blessings of God, because it makes a person always think that death is near, and just in a moment later he would depart from this world. When man realizes that death would be near, if he is wise, he maintains his connection with God in any situation. What I mean by being prepared for the death is mostly a spiritual one. Man must maintain his relationship with God and must be alert that if he commits a sin, he should repent. He should make amends for his mistakes, tries to compensate for his shortage, and should use his life to get closer to God. Life in this world, which is the greatest opportunity, is just given to everyone once and forever. Therefore, a wise man should make the most of this opportunity, an opportunity that he does not know how long it will last. If the time of death was known, it would be to the detriment of humans. If a person knows when he was going to die, he could be polluted with many sins, because he knew that there was a time for repentance, enough time for making up for the bad things he committed. Therefore, negligence and distance from God might have come to him and would postpone repentance to the last time that was left of his life. But when the time of death is sacred, and it is likely for this to happen at any moment, a person who is wise will never take risks. He will not do anything to be in danger. Therefore, he always tries to maintain his connection with God. He tries not to distance himself from him, even for a moment, even for a minute fraction of time. When we look at death in this way, death not only does not cause worry and discomfort, but also causes determination to go on, more energy for doing good things, and of course getting closer to God. With this attitude, when someone's death comes, he will be at the peak of happiness, because the time of death for him is the time when he sees the sweet fruit of a lifetime of hard work. At the time of death, a spiritually prepared person realizes that death is the highest blessing given to him by God. Let's go for a short break, and I will be back soon.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
The This has always been in the center of attention in Islamic thought. If all the scientists do their best, they can only delay the time of death a little and increase the lifespan of humans. But they do not have the power to remove death from the cycle of life. There are so many incidents, better to say mortal incidents, that lead to death that it is not possible to know all of them and prevent them. Add to it that most of these causes that lead to death is beyond the power of being controlled by people. Death is so near and so close that Imam Ali refers to this point by saying, إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي إِدْبَالٍ وَالْمَوْتُ فِي إِقْبَالٍ فَمَا أَسْرَعَ الْمُلْتَقَى. When you are running away from the world, and death is approaching, how fast the meeting would be. The meeting between you and your death. An important point in this rich saying of the Imam is that the Imam firstly introduces all human beings as they are moving toward the end of life. Every day that passes, a phase of man's life is cut away from it. And this is a reality. Or it is better to say that from the moment a person is born, every second that passes, a part of his life is reduced. And every breath he takes is like a step he takes forward towards his grave. Human life is limited. And even if there was no mortal incident in man's life, his living organs would lose their energy in some day. They would lose their capability to survive. For example, heart is not created to beat for an infinite time. Brain is not created in such a way to function forever. Life is just like a lamp, whose igniting materials gradually decreases, and one day its light would be extinguished. This rapid movement toward this continues without a single moment of stopping. And in this way, all human beings are moving quickly towards death. The causes of this are constantly moving towards human. Whether these causes are through sudden events like brain stroke and heart attack, or natural disasters like earthquakes, storms, and floods, accidents like car crash, falling down, or the like, or in the form of diseases that occur with the passage of life in the body, and even in the form of weakness and incapability. However, two movements from two sides towards each other are constantly taking place, and in such conditions, meeting with each other will be absolutely quick. Just like two vehicles that are moving towards each other very fast, and soon they will reach each other. The purpose of all these warnings is that the life of the world should not cause neglect. It is strange that when a person is engrossed in the life of the world and its pleasure, he sometimes forgets everything, as if the life of this world is eternal. He does not think about the hereafter, nor does he prepare what is needed for that journey. These warnings are meant to shake man and to wake him up from this sleep of neglect. Let's pay attention more to the words of Imam Ali. When you are spending your time moment by moment, and you are going to reach the end of the determined time of your life. And on the other hand, when various causes that would lead to your death is coming to you, then how fast the meeting would be. As all of us have experienced, time is moving too fast. Death is an unneglectable part of your life that even though you neglect it, he will not neglect you. So a clever man should be always cautious. A wise man should be constantly alert that soon it would be too late. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows.
tear on every eyelash.
He knows
every thought I have and every word I share.